Eastwood Homes has fantastic news, offering 4.99 on select homes for a limited time. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Your dream home is waiting, with open floor plans perfect for family gatherings and private backyards for grilling and entertaining this summer. Tour one of our 18-plus communities located in the Charlotte area today. Yes, you heard it right. Only 4.99% on select homes. Visit eastwoodhomes.com. That's eastwoodhomes.com. Prices and promotions subject to change without notice. See new home specialist for details.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you. And buckle up. It's little G, little P Pride Month. And we've got some stories to share with you. I am so excited about a guest we have coming up. He is just an incredible guy. He's retired LAPD. The guy moved to Idaho. He's a Christian and he loves America. He bought this incredible saloon, and the saloon also has a restaurant and also a coffee house. And so they hold all sorts of conservative meetings there. They host Bible studies. And anyway, the poor guy is under fire from all sorts of folks in the alphabet activist world because he is hosting something called Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. And the whole point of Heterosexual Awesomeness Month is to remind the alphabet activist that had it not been for heterosexuals, they would not be here. I think this is brilliant. We're going to be talking to the guy a little bit later on in the program. Also, Congressman Jim Jordan is here. We're going to be talking in just a little while with Caroline Leavitt from the Trump campaign and also the Daily Caller's White House correspondent. We have a jam-packed show today. But I want to start out with some new polling data, and I'm very curious to get your thoughts on this. So according to this new poll that's come out from CBS News, that most Americans say that they are, and we're talking about Republicans, most Republicans say they are less likely now to vote for Donald Trump in November. Is this true? Are you people out there, are you being put off by the fact that Donald Trump is now a convicted felon? Because I'm telling you, I don't necessarily believe this polling data based on what we saw over the weekend. And I'm telling you, there were Trump rallies globally. There were thousands of people gathering in places like the United Kingdom, in New Hampshire, where they had a big car rally in support of Donald Trump, and they actually prayed over President Trump. In Huntington Beach, California, you had thousands of people coming out there for a Trump rally. And then over the weekend, you had the president showing up at the UFC fight in Newark, New Jersey. And it was absolutely insane. You could barely hear the fight announcers. They were chanting Trump's name over and over and over again. They were chanting a profane chant about Joe Biden. It's just absolutely phenomenal, the response that President Trump got in Newark, New Jersey. So my question here is, do you really believe this polling data? Is it true that you've got a segment of the Republican Party that is not going to be supporting Donald Trump? This is the headline from Fox News, which, again, Paul Ryan is on the board of directors at Fox. Trump verdict makes significant number of Republicans less likely to vote for him. I said this was a CBS poll. It's actually a Reuters Ipsos survey. 1 in 10 registered voters said Trump's felony for allegedly falsifying business records would make them less likely to support him for president. Now, this is a big deal because we need every single Republican vote we can get. And I have no doubt, I have absolutely no doubt that there are some Republicans out there that simply will not vote for Donald Trump. We call those people Democrats and morons, but mostly Democrats. So anyway, very curious to get your thoughts on this new polling data when it comes to President Trump. Are you more likely or less likely to vote for the president? By the way, Trump now going to Vegas, and he's going to be holding a big rally in Las Vegas, going to places where Democrats do exceptionally well and Republicans not so much. We're going to get to the CBS News poll in just a few moments, but their survey says that 57% of Americans agree with Trump's felony convictions. Now, I'm not buying these polls because I don't think the average American was actually paying any attention at all to this. By the way, Trump says that he wants the Supreme Court to go ahead and to weigh in on this verdict. Now, this is a big deal, and let me explain why. July 11th, Trump's got to be back in court where he will be sentenced. He will learn his sentence. On July 14th, the RNC begins its convention in Milwaukee. On The View, and the DA's office now leaking like the Titanic, one of the squawking magpies on The View, Sonny Holston. Sonny says that sources within the DA's office say they are going to ask for and demand a one-year prison term for President Trump. Now, if that happens, the judge will send President Trump off to jail. There's nothing anybody can do aside from laying siege to New York City. There's nothing that can be done. At that point, the president would be hauled off to jail. And President Trump says he is prepared for that. I would remind you that Martin Luther King Jr. ran the civil rights movement from a jail in Birmingham. So it's possible that President Trump can run the America First movement from a jail in New York City. And I'm telling you that this man is, you know, my concern here is for his safety. That's a big, big thing for me. And I know others, Newt Gingrich, many others have expressed similar concerns. My concern would be that he walks into that prison and then all of a sudden the Secret Service is stopped at the front door. What happens at that point? Because we do not need a martyred president. We need Donald Trump back into that Oval Office. That's what we need. So anyway, a lot of news, a lot of information. As a matter of fact, here is President Trump talking about the possibility, the likelihood that he is going to the big house, cut four.
The judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way it is.
So the president is not going to beg. If they send him to jail, they send him to jail. The appeals process will continue, but he will be in jail as that process continues, which is why they want the Supreme Court to intervene here. By the way, the Trump campaign, since the conviction, they have raised more than $200 million, most of that money coming from small dollar donations. Cut number five. This is Eric Trump.
This might be a little inside information, but as I was leaving my house about 37 seconds ago, I asked my wife, what are we up to now? And she said, just in terms of small dollar, we're well over $70 million. This is $21 donations, $43 donations, right? Small dollar donations. If you add the large dollar donations to it, you're over $200 million. But you're over $70 million. And by the way, Maria, wow. 30% of those people have never been seen before by a political party, right? I mean, these are Americans who are pissed off. They're coming out of the woodwork, and they want to support a guy that they just believe is getting bamboozled by a system. And We saw it with Impeachment 1. We saw it with Impeachment 2. We see it where they weaponize every liberal DA an AG across the country with one intent, to take him down, to slander him, to ruin his reputation, to try and divide his family, to try and bankrupt him, to throw him in jail, to do whatever the hell they can do. And America sees through it. They know exactly what's going on.
All right. So there you have it. And I think they do. I think Eric Trump is absolutely correct here. And when you've got $200 million being raised, folks, these are record-breaking numbers. So I'm just not understanding this polling data out there that shows a growing number of Republicans will not be voting for President Trump. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Again, write this number down. You will need it if you want to call into the show. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight, I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
That's right, y'all. Calitrin is actually good for you. I don't know how many other diet products out there can say that, but it's actually really good for you. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe. Even if you're on medications, this product is not going to interfere with those. So your heart patients, your diabetics, this is a weight loss supplement that is going to help you lose weight safely. We've been proving that since 1997. So this product is not going to be a quick fix. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you give it time to work. Our 90-day supply has a huge 86% success rate. So check it out today. We've extended that big sale through today. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. It's at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. All right, jury selection is underway in the Hunter Biden federal gun crime trial. We'll keep you updated on that. Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, among those in attendance. Also, Ashley Biden, you might remember her from the diary where she said she was made to take naked showers with Joe Biden. She's there. So we'll keep you updated on those reports. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Rob in Ohio. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind today?
No, I just wanted to comment on your, well, you said the polls are showing at 50%. 57% of Republicans say now that they're not going to vote for Trump because of the convictions. I don't believe that. I don't believe it at all. I don't trust these polls or any numbers that go against Trump. I don't even believe them anymore. This is the thing. I know in my household, me, my wife, my four adult children, my son-in-law, and my daughter-in-law, it just doesn't change their vote at all. Because for one thing, you look at the trial, the whole thing was a sham anyhow. So even to call President Trump a convicted felon isn't even the right terminology, because the whole thing was a sham. Just like I don't consider Joe Biden my president because he stole the election. So I look at this trial the same way. Be legitimate, just like Biden's presidency is. So, no, it doesn't change our vote at all. It just, you know, to be blunt, it pisses me off.
Well, and it's okay to be blunt, Rob. And look, I have never believed that Joe Biden got the number of votes they say he got in 20. There's no way. And I will point you to what happened over the weekend when President Trump launched a Twitter account, well over a million people following him. I'm sorry, a TikTok account, well over a million people following him on TikTok. Joe Biden has, what, 300,000, 400,000? The support was never there in the first place.
Absolutely. I've seen them numbers. So, you know, I just, with people just look at things and just look at the truth of things and just quit listening to this nonsense. It's just, it's pure insanity. So, but I just want to let you know, I know our household, no, we're voting for Trump.
Rob, I appreciate that call, and I suspect there are many other patriots just like you out there, and thank you for listening to the program. Here's the deal, folks, and this is something we all have to come to terms with here. At some point, you have to punch the bully in the nose, right? That's we. Anybody who has you've grown up, you've gone to public school, you've been in a playground scrap or two, you know that there's always a school bully, and the only way to stop the bully is to punch the bully in the nose. And this is why I believe that just for a season, I'm not saying that we have to adapt the tactics of the left forever, but what I am saying is that we have the power to really punish the Democrats right now on Capitol Hill. And it's time for the Republicans to put down the martini glass and punch the Democrat bully right in the nose. That's what needs to happen here. And there are a lot of listeners, and I know I heard from a lot of you last, well, Todd, that's just not who we are. No, I know that's not who we are, and that's why we keep getting our butts kicked every day. It's terrible.
But, Todd, we're Republicans, and we're just above that.
No, we're not. And it's time that we get down in the dirt and we teach these Democrats a lesson. And if we don't do it, they're going to keep doing it to us. So what does the Bible say? Do unto them as they do it to you, or something like that. But that's what we need to do here. I'm just saying, we've got to fight back, and we need to use their tactics. I'm not saying burning down city blocks. The Democrats do that. We can't do that. The Democrats love to riot and loot and pillage and plunder minority businesses. And the reason why is because this is the party of the KKK. And the Democrats, in their heart of hearts, the reason why they love it when the mob goes out there and burns down these black communities is because it makes the black business owners more reliant on the government. It's all very racist, very sad, and very racist. So anyway, the question is, do you still support President Trump? Are you buying into this polling data? And let me say something here, folks. And we've been through this how many times? I don't know. I'll just estimate a billion. How many times have we been through this where the polling data is always wrong? The questions are skewed, and it ends up always coming back to bite the Republicans in the behind. So here's my basic philosophy. You just live your life as if we are 20 points down. And that means every single person you know has to get out and go and vote. You've got to bring a group of people with you. Make it a party. All you Real Housewives out there, you know what? Get a bunch together, go and vote, and then go enjoy brunch and Appletinis or whatever you ladies drink these days. I'm just saying, we got to get out the vote. And if we can do that, we will win. Because there are not enough dead people in the Chicago cemeteries to throw the vote if all of us get out there and do our jobs. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. And I do want to remind you of something here, folks. You need to be reading my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. First of all, you need to be encouraged. And number two, you need to be motivated. And number three, educated. And I show you what the Marxists are doing in this country and what we need to do to stop the communist takeover of America. And you can go right now to ToddStearns.com. You can order a copy of that book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can also get it wherever you buy your books, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Wherever you get your books, I would encourage you to get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Every person in this listening audience needs to read that book. And I promise you this, folks, when you read the last sentence of the last page of this book, you are going to be a general in the army, and you're going to understand why we have to fight. This is the line in the sand. What's happening in November? This is it. We will either have a republic, or we will have lost the republic. Those are the two choices. So go and read Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I'm very excited about this book. Had a lot of fun writing it for you. There is a lot of humor in the book as we explore some of the chaos of the country and of the left. But I'm telling you, you will be unwoke. You let somebody who's woke read this book, they will be unwoke after it's all said and done. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver information kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. MTG is tearing Anthony Fauci a new one. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Say hello to President Trump's National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I'm doing great today. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's break this down here. My understanding is we're over $200 million. Is that right, in donations?
Well, I won't announce our official total just yet, Todd. Our campaign team is totaling up the entire month of May, and we're going to have that total very, very soon. What I can tell you is that we raised more than $53 million in 24 hours. And that is more, to put it into context for your audience, than the entire Biden campaign and Democrat Party raised in the month of April. We did that in a day. And 30% of those donors are new donors that have never donated to President Trump, nor have they ever donated to either political party. And it just proves that Americans are fed up. And Joe Biden's crooked witch hunt that we sat through for 7 weeks in that criminal courthouse has totally backfired. And it has woken up this country to what Biden is doing to it. And he's turning us from a constitutional republic to a banana republic. And the support for President Trump is incredible. I know he is personally very grateful for it. And we're going to use every single penny to ensure that we are victorious on November the 5th.
Is there going to be a move here? And I heard the president doing the interview with Fox over the weekend. And does the president want the Supreme Court to jump in now?
Absolutely, yes. The Supreme Court should do the right thing. This is an unprecedented case. It's the political persecution of the sitting president's opponent. And there is more than enough grounds to appeal this case. Our legal team is going to immediately appeal as soon as they can to the New York Appellate Division. But we will appeal this thing all the way to the Supreme Court. And we do call on the Supreme Court to step in and do the right thing for our country and our Constitution. This is about more than just President Trump. This is about putting an end to having a sitting leader go after their opposing candidate in the next election. And that's what we saw here.
Yeah, look, we know what this is all about. And it was that devious, when President Biden was asked about this at the White House last week, walking away, and he turns around with regard to the question about Trump being a political prisoner and has that evil grin on his face. Caroline, that was a chilling moment, I think, in American political history.
It was very chilling, and it's very telling. Joe Biden knows exactly what he has been doing, or his allies have been doing, at his behest. You know, Alvin Bragg met with Joe Biden's White House. Alvin Bragg campaigned on getting Donald Trump, not getting the violent criminals in New York, who, by the way, in Alvin Bragg's New York in the past 24 hours, there was an illegal immigrant who Joe Biden released into this country who American taxpayers are paying to house in a migrant shelter in a hotel. And he, that man gunned down two of our finest New York police officers last night. So while Joe Biden and Alvin Bragg have been concocting this case against President Trump, American lives are at stake. And then the case was overseen by the most anti-Trump judge in the country, Judge Mershon, who donated money to Joe Biden. He donated money to a group called Stop Republicans. And this guy was allowed to oversee the case. And it wasn't a coincidence that the case came on his docket, because he had gets every single Trump, anti-Trump case in the state of New York. It's so obvious and evident that Joe Biden had everything to do with this case. And now it's backfiring on him, and I'm glad to see it. And he continues to decline in the polls. And you know what? This case isn't going to make Joe Biden any more competent. It's not going to make Joe Biden any stronger. It's not going to change his policies. And that's why, as President Trump has said, the ultimate victory will come on Election Day.
All right. I want to go through these. We've got three new national polls taken post-verdict. Morning Consult has Biden up by 1 point. The Forbes Harris poll has Trump ahead, 51-49. And then the Reuters Ipsos poll shows Biden ahead, 41-39. And they say that significant numbers of Republicans are less likely to vote. Are you hearing this? Because I'm not seeing this, and I'm telling you, we're on 165 stations around the country. I haven't heard of a single listener who has changed their position on Donald Trump.
Those polls are false. Our internal data and other polls that have been released since the verdict show that this has actually made Republicans and all voters more likely to vote for President Trump. In fact, the Daily Express poll released on Saturday, 80% of the respondents were either more likely or the trial is not going to have an impact on their vote at all. So Americans either don't care or it's firing them up more to vote for President Trump, especially in the Republican Party. I actually saw a poll out of New Hampshire today that showed that of those who were moderately excited to vote for President Trump, 80% of them came back and said that they are, they're very enthusiastic about voting for him now. So we've seen, the Republican Party is fully in support, fully backing President Trump. He will be the official nominee next month after the Republican convention in Milwaukee. And it's still June, by the way. You know, there's a lot of time left between now and the election day. And unfortunately, because this is how it's been going the past 3 years, there's a lot more havoc and chaos that's going to be occurring because of Joe Biden's terrible policies. And that's what ultimately are going to drive voters to the ballot box on Election Day.
I know that Congressman Jim Jordan, he's going to be a guest on in the next hour, sent a letter to Alvin Bragg calling for him to appear before the committee. I just want to see the Republicans on Capitol Hill start playing hardball. And if Bragg doesn't show up, he needs to be held in contempt of Congress, and they need to have him physically brought to the Capitol. I don't understand why we still have the gloves on here.
Gloves need to come off, and President Trump has been saying that for a while. The Republicans need to get tough, need to fight back against this weaponization of our justice system. It is great news to see Jim Jordan calling Alvin Bragg and also Michael Colangelo before Congress to discuss their coordination effort with Joe Biden. And they will have to testify under oath to the truth about this sham verdict and case. I look forward to watching that. I know President Trump does as well, and we will see what comes of that hearing. But yes, you're right, Todd. I mean, these people are trying to destroy our country. They are literally abusing the court system at the cost of the American taxpayer, at the behest of Joe Biden, and people need to be held accountable for that.
Yeah, we're bringing martini glasses to a street fight here, and that just doesn't play. And I think the average American sees what's happening here, and we just want Congress to fight back and fight back hard. Caroline Levitt is President Trump's national press secretary on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Caroline, I'm just astounded. Again, by the weekend, you had the huge car rally in New Hampshire. You had this thousands of people out at Huntington Beach, California. And then what happened at that UFC match? I think we've got a little bit of just what it sounded like when President Trump was walking in. Let's play that, Dylan.
Costa also with us tonight. 45. Being ushered in by UFC CEO Dana White. Donald Trump is in the building, and the former president getting a standing ovation from the assembled masses here at UFC 302.
I mean, again, this, it just went on and on and on, Caroline.
It was amazing, Todd. I was there with President Trump on Saturday night. It was absolutely epic. I mean, you could not find a person in that audience that was not on their feet clapping and cheering for the president as he walked into the building. 16,000 people. By the way, this took place in Deep Blue, New Jersey. You think Joe Biden would get an applause and a reception like that if he went to any sporting event, especially in a deep red state? Absolutely not. It was so exciting. The enthusiasm and energy is real. Like you said, yesterday in New Hampshire, there were hundreds of people who formed their own car parade. Huntington Beach, California, there was a rally. There was a rally on Staten Island. There were hundreds of people in West Palm Beach that waited all day for President Trump's motorcade to depart from Palm Beach Airport last night. I mean, none of this is organized by our campaign, by the way. These are real people who are taking time out of their lives to show support for the former president. You don't see this enthusiasm at Joe Biden's organized campaign events, not even close. His events have less energy than a funeral. So we are really seeing a monumental shift in this country right now, and it's just an honor to witness it, frankly, and to work for President Trump and to see it firsthand. And I do want to say this. We need all hands on deck in this election, Todd. He says it all the time. This is the most important election in our country, and none of us want to wake up on November 6th and wish we had done more, whether that means donating on our website, DonaldJTrump.com, whether that means joining our new volunteer-led effort. It's called Trump Force 47. Someone from our campaign will be in touch with you immediately to schedule a training to talk to, you know, your audience and people out there how they can help get the vote out. We all need to do our part. We are up against a regime, and America as we know her and love her will end if we do not win this election. And so we love to see the support. It's very encouraging, but we need action, and we all need to do all we can to reelect this man.
Yeah, well said. Caroline, we're going to leave it there. Great work, and just a lot of supporters out there for this president, and I think it's going to really shock the world what happens in November. But we've got to do our part. We've got to get out that vote.
Yes, we do. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Thank you so much, Todd. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. Caroline Leavitt, everybody, President Trump's national press secretary, doing a heck of a great job. And we've got to do our part here. All right. We've got to take a quick break. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, President Trump, a big fan of Newsmax, and the reason why is because it's a rock-solid conservative network. Newsmax is now on all major cable networks, and Newsmax, too, and that's, by the way, where you can watch my show, 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern. Newsmax, too, on the big OTT platforms like Roku, like Samsung, and Amazon. But you really got to get Newsmax Plus. Newsmax Plus is our streaming service. You're going to get all of the great shows, Rob Schmidt, Greta, Greg Kelly, you name it. You're also going to get great analysis. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News will not. So go to NewsmaxPlus.com right now. That's NewsmaxPlus.com today. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. now gay pride month well underway, and Memphis has like 3 or 4 days of festivities. I think we are, and again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush here, but I think we're more of a, we skew more lesbian here in Memphis, just based upon my observations of the Gay Pride Parade they had in downtown Memphis over the weekend. I mean, no, I'm not saying there aren't any gay guys here. I just think that it's more more lesbians here in Memphis for whatever reason. I don't know. Could be the barbecue. So anyway, we had, and this is sort of new. I was sort of surprised to see this, but you know, Memphis has got a big problem with crime. We're dealing with a huge number of officers who have either left. They haven't been able to replace them. I think 800 officers down from our full complement, and people are now wondering if the reason why is because of the the gay pride police cars. Memphis, the police department had police cruisers, gay police cruisers, in the parade. Cut 13.
That's the Memphis police pride car, man. Unbelievable. I never seen nothing like it in my life. A Memphis police pride vehicle. Wow. They out here. Another one. Another one.
Two of them.
They got a pride fire truck? No, that's a tiger truck.
I don't think they have a pride fire truck because they don't want to put out the flames. If you know what I mean. I'm just saying, I don't get it. So Memphis, by the way, we now have our very own LGBTQIA+ diversity czar. And we don't know what her job is, but this is all courtesy of the taxpayers. Also, the public libraries here held big, huge drag brunches over the weekend, and they literally invited children to attend what they were calling a sizzling drag show performance. And I don't know, do we have any intel on what the drag queens did? Did they spread their legs for the children and do all of the acrobatics? Do we know that, Dylan? Can we get on that and see if there's any video? We may have to blur some images. Well, you definitely have to blur the images of the underage children. The underage children who were invited to a drag show. By the way, and again, I am a capitalist through and through. It seems to me that the person who should be most upset about the fact that there were taxpayer-funded drag brunches going on would be the gay bars in Memphis that actually host drag brunches. So now they are directly in competition with the government. That's a problem. It's kind of like what we're dealing with as a radio station, KWAM. Our profits are having to prop up the public radio stations, the government-funded radio stations in town. Does that make any sense to you at all? So anyway, so there are a lot of people that are just really upset that you have these gay police cruisers. Many are wondering exactly what are they cruising for? I think this is a fair question. I don't know. Do they have handcuffs? Are handcuffs involved here? What about whips? What do the uniforms look like? Do they make the officers wear the leather chaps? I'm just asking. These are just asking questions, that's all. So anyway, there you go. And then in Philadelphia, this was sort of exciting. You know, they all talk about intersectionality. And that happened over the weekend when you had the Gay Pride Parade being disrupted by the pro-Palestinians. So the Palestinians actually showed up en masse, and man, were they fired up. They were enraged, and they started clashing with this mob of gay pride parade goers. And we've got the video up on our Twitter feed. But anyway, the pro-Palestinian mob blocked the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade. And they literally, you had these men, and again, you don't want to stereotype, but the men shirtless wearing the leather vest and the leather caps going toe-to-toe with this brigade of very angry lesbians banging their bongos. It was fascinating. I had a big old thing of Orville Redenbacher, a Baptist martini, and I was enjoying the show. Just let them fight it out, people. Let them fight it out. All right, hang tight, folks. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us, hour two. By the way, if you missed our interview with Caroline Leavitt over at Trump HQ, go to the website and download our free podcast. You'll be able to listen to all of our interviews, the entire show, simply downloading our free podcast at toddstarnes.com. Over a million of you have already done so, and so we could use a million and one. So you could be a million and one. Write down our telephone number. You're going to need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have Congressman Jim Jordan hanging out with us, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, chairman of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. And Congressman, before we jump into the conversation, we just had a caller from the Youngstown, Ohio area. And this guy said he doesn't know who the pollsters are talking to, but literally everyone he knows is supporting the Republicans and supporting Donald Trump in the fall elections. What are you hearing?
No, I hear the same thing. We have I got a big echo. Is there to fix that real quick?
All right, let's put the congressman on hold, and we'll try to get that figured out. Bear with us for just a moment, folks. But again, we're going to get into it with the congressman here in just a moment, sending a letter to the district attorney, Alvin Bragg. And he has been requested to appear before the committee on the weaponization of the government. That's coming up on June 13th. So the clock is ticking there. Matthew Coangelo. Now, Coangelo was the number three at Justice who was sent down to work with Bragg on the case against Trump, which, again, is yet another level of the political component of all of this. So this is a very big deal, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. And, again, my contention is if we do not get to the bottom of it, they're just going to keep doing this kind of stuff. So it's really tragic. Again, we're working to reestablish connection with Congressman Jordan, and we'll, as soon as we can do that, we'll bring that interview to you. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901 260-5926. In the meantime, and guys, if we could play some audio here, in the meantime, the support among minority communities for President Trump is off the charts. Now, a lot of people were asked about this during a recent segment of The Breakfast Club and that Charlemagne the God's show. And let's play some of that audio. Cut 16.
Good morning, Bubba.
Peace, TK.
Good morning, Bubba.
Peace, TK.
What up, Charlemagne? What up, Jeff?
What up?
What's your thoughts, brother?
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I feel like Trump got Jay dirty. And I don't trust the system at all. You know what I mean? Especially being through the system. I'm the same one that called yesterday about that dog situation. So it's like, after you've been railroaded by this system, and you see that when you walk in the courtroom, they want you to be guilty, you're going to be guilty. I don't got no trust in that process at all. You know what I mean? I rock with Trump. I feel like that he way better than Biden. You know, Biden, I can't stand him. Biden the devil, man. Biden the same one. Y'all remember them policies from the 90s? I know y'all got family members that was victim of that.
The 86 mandatory minimum sentencing, the 88 crack law, 94 crime bill. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, TK.
Cool. That went away behind that nonsense. And so how can anybody black vote for Biden? The antics that those people take, he going to black cookouts all of a sudden, he doing all this stupidness. It's like a slap in the face. I respect Trump because at least Trump real. He might sound stupid. He's not articulate. Whatever. My quality of life was better under Trump. We didn't have all these.
All right. So there's just a little flavor of what black America is thinking here when it comes to Donald Trump. And we're hearing a lot of this in Memphis as well. Memphis is a majority minority city. And I can tell you that the numbers of black listeners to KWAM, our flagship station, the radio station I own, off the charts. And people are finally waking up and seeing that the federal government has been weaponized. All right, I think we have reestablished contact with Congressman Jordan. And Congressman, back to the question, are you seeing the levels of support that we are hearing about on this radio program?
Yeah, I am, and the intensity level is just, you know, and not only are more people coming to President Trump, but the people who were for President Trump are even more for him now. So there's an intensity level there that I've just never really seen in politics. So I do think that's a great sign. I thought President Trump's line last week after this crazy decision in the New York case, when he said the real verdict happens on November 5th, when it's not just 12 jurors and a partisan prosecutor, partisan judge making a decision. It's in fact going to be we the people, all 330 some million of us making a decision. So yeah, and I've just caught the tail end of the person you were playing there who was talking about how things were so much better under Trump. I mean, it's so true. We had a secure border. Now we have no border. We had safe streets. Now we got record crime. We had $2 gas. Now we got $4 gas, and we had stable prices. Now we have record inflation. And maybe most importantly, these agencies weren't being turned on the American people like we see now. So yeah, that's what people see. And I think it's why President Trump's going to be our next president.
So I know you had a very storied career in the wrestling world. Over the weekend, I was watching the movie The Iron Claw, and yeah. I want to use this analogy here. I understand, you know, that we have to play by the rules in Congress. But I think we've got to start playing by the rules the Democrats set, and we've got to start playing hardball with these people. And when it comes to Alvin Bragg, Congressman, what happens if he doesn't show up? What are you guys prepared to do?
Well, let's hope he does show up, because, you know, he did that press conference, and there was a question from one of the reporters, all these softball questions, and then he was, you know, everyone was smiling, and it was all kicks and giggles. So let's hope he does show up, him and Mr. Colangelo. But if they don't, we can look at using compulsory process to get him there. I mean, and frankly, I think we should. But let's hope he shows up next week and is willing to answer the questions. One of the other people we want to bring in is Brad Smith, who's the Federal Elections Commission. He used to run the Federal Elections Commission, chaired that agency, and is the expert on campaign finance. So we want him to come testify to Congress and tell us what the judge in New York wouldn't let him tell the jury. So we want all that to happen. But, yeah, if they don't come, then we will use whatever means we can to try to get him here.
And what is that means? What are, can you guys have them arrested? Can they be held in contempt?
No, you issue subpoenas, and if they don't comply with the subpoena, then you can go to the contempt. And we did that with Hunter Biden late last year, early this year, that process, and he finally then decided to come testify in a deposition format. And then we've passed contempt of the Attorney General for not giving us the audio tape that Special Counsel Herr has of President Biden when they were investigating his mishandling of classified documents. So that we think that contempt on the Attorney General is going to be on the floor next week and pass the full House. So, we will use whatever means we need to try to get the information for the American people. That's our job of doing constitutional duty to do oversight. And it's why, you know, I think I've sent 101 subpoenas this Congress. Not that we're trying to set some record or anything, but you just got to be able to use every means you can to try to get the information so the American people know exactly what their government's up to, and so that we can formulate what we need to do to change the law and improve things.
So how do you respond to Don Trump Jr.? You know, he was on with Tucker Carlson a few days ago. He was really upset at the Republicans in Congress. He says the Democrats, they'll put their opposition in jail. There's nothing they won't do to preserve power. We, talking about Republicans, will write a strongly worded memo and do nothing to follow up. As long as you have that imbalance in the response, nothing changes. Is that a fair statement coming from Don Jr.?
Well, I mean, we're doing everything we can in Congress. I know, like I just said, we've done 100 subpoenas. We've done investigation after investigation. Uncovered, I think, some important information that helps us formulate what we do legislatively, what we can do with the power of the purse. We've actually passed legislation that if it had passed, it passed the committee but hasn't been brought to the floor yet, the legislation that would have said President Trump, as a former president or former vice president, if you get some rogue prosecutor at some state level taking you, indicting you, and bringing you to trial, you can move that to federal courts. So you can change the venue. And we know that this would have prevented what happened because we know the federal district in New York declined to bring this case because it was so bogus. So this is a way to rein in the Alvin Braggs and Fonnie Willises of the world. We've already passed that in the House Judiciary Committee. It just hasn't been brought up on the floor yet, which it was. We've been pushing for it. But we're doing everything we can. I think one of the other things that Don Jr. is thinking about is, do we have local prosecutors who are going to go after the Bidens for some kind of state concern? We don't seem to have that, but they've, of course, got Fonnie Willis and Alvin Bragg doing with the crazy things they're doing.
Would you like to see some Republican DAs do that?
If it's real, of course. If it's something real, and look, I would be in favor of even any vice president, any former vice president, any former president being able to move that to federal court. That's the legislation we passed out of our committee, sponsored by Russell Fry, a great new member from South Carolina. I'd be for that. But if they've done something wrong, we should have the prosecutors look at the same thing that these Democrat left-wing prosecutors.
Right, but what I'm saying is, Congressman, based on and the hundreds of subpoenas and emails and, you know, the letters, has there been something that the Bidens have done that you guys believe is wrongdoing that a DA could, you guys could go to a DA and say, hey, here's an opportunity?
Well, someone suggested, I mean, what we focused on is largely the impeachment inquiry area, and that's involved the Biden business operation. And we know that there's, you know, Hunter Biden, the jury selection is, I think, happening as we speak.
Right.
So we know that that's happened there. But remember, in that situation, that's still a federal case, not a state case, federal case by the very guy who tried to get the sweetheart deal past the court a year ago. And the court in Delaware said no. Judge Noriega said no to that. And now that's the same guy who, after 4.5 years of investigation, tried to get the sweetheart deal past the court. That's the guy who gets named the special counsel by Merrick Garland. So, again, sort of underscoring this lawfare mentality that I think now exists, unfortunately, at the Department of Justice. From a state level, we're doing our work on the federal level. There may be, there's some people have talked about concerns in Arkansas relative to Hunter Biden, but relative to Joe Biden, I think you'd have to give it a little more focus on what it could be on a state level.
All right. Good stuff. Well, Congressman, look, appreciate it. And again, I hope, and if nothing else, all of the information you guys are collecting, when the Trump is returned to the White House, if the Republicans can take back the Senate, do you anticipate the wealth of information that you guys are building now being used next year?
Yeah, I think that gets sent to the Attorney General, and then it'll be a decision for the next Justice Department, the next Attorney General. But yeah, we're putting together. We've done report after report after report relative to censorship, relative to the Justice Department on parents, on the Justice Department on in the Richmond field office of the FBI attacking pro-life Catholics, and on it goes. So we're putting all that information together, and then we'll see what the next administration, the Attorney General, and that does, whoever President Trump names as Attorney General.
All right, good stuff. Congressman, appreciate all of the great info, and thanks for fighting the good fight for us.
You too, brother. Take care.
All right, now, Congressman Jim Jordan, you heard his explanations. This is where the Republicans stand right now. And I think it is a smart strategy. Maybe there are some Republican district attorneys out there that could actually go after President Biden and Hunter Biden. So you heard Congressman Jordan. You also heard, and we're going to play this coming back from the break, Don Jr. and Tucker Carlson. Don Jr. is really upset with House Republicans right now and says they're not doing enough to protect his dad. What say you? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
And I think under federal law, we're supposed to wish all of you folks a very happy gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, non-binary, two-spirit, ecosexual, genderqueer, demi-boy, polygender, pansexual Pride Month. Did we leave anybody out, Dylan? If we did, I apologize. No slight was in. You know, these folks get riled up if you don't honor them. So there you go. We've got a whole month of this. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. James in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, wants to weigh in on Congressman Jordan. Hi, James, what you got for us?
For one thing, I really like Jim Jordan. I like what he's doing, but what we need to do is everybody needs to be patient and let Republicans do their job and do things legally. Because when you do things legally, it sticks. And when they're trying to get the Democrats and Merrick Garland and the Justice Department, it's a whole lot better if they do things legally. They're in such a hurry to get Trump right now that they're not doing anything legally. So all their cases, I think, are falling apart right now.
But it hasn't fallen apart right now. I mean, they found the poor guy guilty, and he didn't do anything, James.
Well, I know, but I think that's going to be overturned eventually.
Well, Judge Joe Brown, who is a fan of this program and a huge fan of KWAM radio, said this morning that things are not looking good because the entire appellate court there in New York, all black women, And Judge Brown says that does not bode well. So maybe this goes to the Supreme Court. And I hear your point, James. I do think we have to do things legally, but we have to play the game like the Democrats are playing it.
Okay, I can agree with that.
Yeah. But James, I hear you, and I love Jim Jordan. I think he's done a tremendous job, and I do think, and again, the reality is their hands are tied to some extent with how they can move forward on some of these criminal proceedings, and they're going to have to wait until they get control of the Senate. I mean, that's just a reality. But one thing they can do now, and this is out of the control of Jim Jordan, but one of the things that the Speaker can do is start defunding the Justice Department. And I'd love to see that happen. James, got to run. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening to WSIC. All right, folks, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, I am so excited about our next guest. He owns a saloon and restaurant and coffee house in Idaho. And he is under fire from the LGBT crowd because he is celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. And I love his explanation. He said without heterosexuals, there would not be an LGBT movement. It's kind of true, actually. All right, 901-260-5926. Coming up, Mark Fitzpatrick, the owner of the Old State Saloon in Idaho. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch my Newsmax show, and we have a full lineup, including a live report from Mar-a-Lago. A lot of great conversation coming up later on this evening on Newsmax. All right, I told you I've been waiting for this conversation all day. This is just an awesome story from Idaho, where the owner of a saloon is coming under fire from the local newspaper because the bar is celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. I think this is brilliant. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Mark Fitzpatrick, the owner of the Old State Saloon. Mark, what an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on the show and just praise God for this opportunity. Thank you.
And it's important for people to understand it's not just a saloon. You have a restaurant and you have a coffee house there. I mean, it's sort of like the place to go.
Yeah, we do all kinds of things. In fact, this morning we had a biblical citizenship class where people showed up and learned about our founding fathers and, you know, what we need to do as citizens to kind of take our country back to what it needs to be.
Well, I love this, and we'll talk more about the saloon in just a minute, but you guys made an announcement a couple of days ago that June would be known as Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. Why did you decide to have the celebration?
Well, I got to be honest. It was definitely last minute. June was approaching and everything that comes with it. And I thought, hey, you know, why don't we just be the place where we can, you know, do something different, celebrate heterosexuals. And we'll call it Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. And, you know, we've got a big supporting group of people around here that are like-minded. And I felt like they would get behind it, and they certainly have, and now the rest of the country and some of the world has too.
Yeah, so the Idaho Statesman wrote a piece about this, and the writer, not a big fan, and made a lot of accusations against you.
Yeah, that's when I started realizing I'm going to have to quickly develop some thick skin. But, you know, I think more importantly are all the people reaching out with positive encouragement and prayer. And I think that we're at this point in history where there's a lot of people in this country that are ready to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough with all this.
No, I agree. And the writer of this piece, his name is Michael Deeds, and he writes for the Idaho Statesman. He said that the saloon is extremist and the last bar on earth I'd ever want to drink a pint. And all of this is because of the awesomeness celebration. This is, first of all, congrats on triggering a journalist. It happens every day on this radio program. So you're clearly in good company, Mark.
Well, thank you. But the reality is I'd love for him to actually come in the bar, even though it's the last place he'd want to go, sit down and have a conversation. And we have all kinds of people who come in our bar of different beliefs and everything. It's a bar where we say, hey, this, you do not need to check your beliefs in religion or politics at the door like most other bars. Let's sit down and talk and have a real conversation. And at the end, when you look in someone's eyes and you're not firing off nasty things from behind a computer, you look in someone's eyes and have a conversation, most of the time people realize, hey, we're more aligned to than we think we are.
No, I think you're right here. And it's also important, folks, to understand this is not some sort of anti-gay, anti-LGBT thing. Right, Mark?
No, we're just choosing to celebrate heterosexuals.
And without the heterosexuals, as you pointed out, without the heterosexuals, there would not be an LGBT community.
That is very true. None of us would be here.
This is true. All right, so let's go through the celebration here. And the guys who dress like hetero guys who dress like guys get a free draft beer. This is on Hetero Male Monday. And this really set off the writer. He said, how exactly does a customer dress like a heterosexual male? Now, I answered this in my column, Mark. I suggested that anybody who shows up wearing leather chaps and a crop top should probably be prepared to pay for their brewskis.
Well, I think I'm not going to give the full answer to that, but I think people will. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed if people are reasonable. And I will have a judge there who will be taking a look at the situation and giving his recommendation to me. Of course, I'll be there too for the most part. And then we'll see what happens from there.
It's kind of like the a reverse of that TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. This is Straight Eye for the... Well, never mind. I don't want to get you in trouble, Mark. So I just think this is great. And again, people talk about intolerance. Well, you are actually tolerant because you want everybody to come to the Old State Saloon.
Absolutely. In fact, we've had a lot of people from the LGBTQ community reach out in support of what we're doing. They understand. They get it. They think we should do it. In fact, several are going to be there. So I'm thankful for that. There's just a lot of wickedness on the other side of it, unfortunately, that's attached to it as well.
I think you're right. And I know you came from Southern California. Is that right? Moved the family to Idaho. Tell me your story.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I was a retired police officer from Newport Beach PD, not to be confused with somebody who has the same name of me, who is a former police officer in California, who was actually charged with sex crimes. That I am not that person. but yes, we moved here to escape the masses of people and the politics and the unfair taxation, especially to business owners and everything else. And I wanted to, launch my business ideas in a place that had a good enough sized city for opportunity and was a red state and didn't have a bunch of humidity and bugs. So once our church announced that they're planting a church here, we decided, hey, let's go out and support that and do that. And we moved.
I just think this is great. Now, I want to talk about the coffee house for just a moment because I'm really intrigued here. So you have something called Open Carry Coffee. What is that all about?
I'm trying to start a new trend around here. So on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon, we have Open Carry Coffee for the month of June. And this is unrelated to heterosexual awesomeness month. But for the month of June, anyone who shows up with a handgun on their side that's holstered, that's open carry, they get buy one, get one free. So bring a friend and get a free coffee for your friend, and we'll sit down and make new friends and tell stories. And, you know, I found there's a lot of retired police officers and current police officers coming in and military and everything else. And then all the people that want to support open carry and gun rights and everything are showing up too. It's been a great time.
Well, this is terrific. And Mark, we just wish you guys nothing but the best. I suspect you're going to find out there are far more people who support the great mission of the Old State Saloon than the naysayers out there.
Yes, sir. I agree. And I'm thankful for that. I appreciate everybody out there.
OldStateSaloon.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's worth a visit if you're in the area. Maybe you're heading out on vacation. Make sure to stop by because you guys also have a great restaurant, too. Is that right, Mark?
Well, yeah. So we serve lunch and dinner, and it's healthy local food without all of the poisons in there and everything. We work hard on that. But we're building out the back, hopefully, in the next 8 months to a full kitchen with a hood and everything else. But our food for now is a little bit limited, but everybody seems to really love it, and it's very healthy.
All right, good stuff. Well, I love it. Mark Fitzpatrick, owner of the Old State Saloon, great American patriot and a good Christian man as well. Mark, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Good man right there, folks, and a great family. He's also a big Trump guy. I saw some of the photos on the social media. Mark Fitzpatrick, owner of the Old State Saloon. I believe Mark may be on the Newsmax show this afternoon, so we'll keep you updated on that. All right, there you go, folks. A bar celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month, and if you have a holstered sidearm, you get a second cup of coffee free of charge, Open Carry Coffee. That sounds like my kind of place. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our servicemen, members. Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
All right, want to bring you up to speed on what's happening up on Capitol Hill with Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Death. He now admits under oath that he made up a lot of the COVID rules, including the whole stand 6 feet apart, masks for kids. There was never any scientific data to back up any of this stuff. So now Fauci is admitting that he just made it all up. Now, what about all of these people who are defenders of Dr. Fauci? This man lied to Congress. He lied under oath. One of the questions, do you recall when discussions regarding kind of the at least a 6 foot threshold began? Fauci said, you know, I don't recall that. It just sort of happened. Did you see any studies that supported 6 feet? Fauci said, I was not aware of the studies. So they were telling us all along to trust the science, but trust the science was just, they were just literally making stuff up. Here's MTG, cut number 26.
Let's go back to your very own email. You said earlier you don't use email. Oh, you do. Right here. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions while you and all your cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
So Fauci is weighing in on this. Cut number 27.
There have been everything from harassments by emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters. There have been credible death threats leading to the arrests of two individuals. And credible death threats mean someone who clearly was on their way to kill me. And it's required my having protective services essentially all the time. It is very troublesome to me. It is much more troublesome because they've involved my wife and my three daughters.
At these moments, how do you feel? Keep your mic on.
Terrible.
Do you continue to receive threats today?
Yes, I do. Every time someone gets up and says I'm responsible for the death of people throughout the world, the death threats go up.
So now Fauci is trying to portray himself as the victim here. Do you believe this? Do you think that Dr. Fauci ought to be prosecuted? Now, the reality here, when you look at the actual data, and there is actual data, it shows us that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a monster. He is responsible for the slaughter of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans. I mean, this man is literally the face of a modern-day genocide that continues because we now know that the vaccines, which were rushed out without any clinical trials, the vaccines are killing young Americans. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is should we be calling for Dr. Fauci to be put on trial here? You know, Joe Biden says nobody's above the law. Okay, what about Anthony Fauci? He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. And as a result of those lies, hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed. Lives have been ruined. And in many cases, athletes, very healthy athletes, are now no longer able to compete in their sports. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to North Carolina. Eric is on the line. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind? Hello, Eric.
Hey.
All right, you're on the air. Let's go to it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Starnes. Brother Starnes, I'm going to talk just a little bit while and get out of the way of everybody else. But what I was going to say, I like what you were saying when you said earlier. Well, let me just get right here. How much more can a man take? The Bible said he won't put no more on us than we can bear. That means Donald Trump, the people's president, Donald Trump. That's what I'm going to say. The people's president is Donald Trump, because all the pressure that he done been up under, and we know what kind of pressure he done been under, he's showing right here he's capable and suitable to be the next people's president of the United States. And that's all I'm going to say.
Eric, I'm just curious, in your neighborhood, in your church community, are you finding more support for Donald Trump than in say, previous years?
Well, the thing is, I can't answer that question and directly, but I will say this. They said from all the mess that we've seen, what's been going on for the last 4 years, then anybody that put, well, I ain't going to say all that because that's too much, but I'm just going to say it this way. Everybody seeing that mess that's been going on for the last 4 years, they ought to know now what's up. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. Well, Eric, I appreciate your call again. Thanks for listening to WSIC. And again, we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour, also on Trump, but also this Anthony Fauci testimony. Dylan is furiously working to edit out and bleep out some words that we're not allowed to broadcast on the radio, and we're going to have some of that audio coming up. But do you think that again, holding people accountable, should Anthony Fauci face crimes as a result of his lies to the American people? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Independence Day, the 4th of July, right around the corner. And I'm just curious, where are you going to get your hamburger meat? Where are you going to get the chicken? Where are you going to get all of that? If you're getting it from the supermarket, you may not be buying American-grown beef, which is why I want you to consider checking out BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd, a Christian conservative Texas-based company, and they're dedicated to delivering the best deals in the market on high-quality beef. We're talking about beef, 100% of it raised right here in America on American ranches in the heartland of our great nation, grass-fed and grain-finished. Now, I know a lot of you folks love steaks. I'm a burger guy. And they have the juiciest burgers and the juiciest steaks. You are going to love this kind of beef. Here's the deal. You're going to save an extra 20% off your entire order by using my code Todd. And when you subscribe, you're going to get 10% off. They're going to throw in free shipping. But you got to use my code Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, welcome everybody. Wow, we have a lot going on this hour of the program. I want to start off, though, with some audio that is beginning to percolate on social media. And we're going to get to the Fauci stuff in just a moment. Gay Pride Month has launched, and it is a full month. Well, according to Dr. Rachel Levine, the man who wears pantyhose and a dress, who is the number two over at HHS, wants it to be the whole summer, and it very well may be. It's also Black Lives Matter Month, and I'm just wondering how the intersection of those two um,
those two events will. That's not going to end well. But anyway, there's been a lot of talk over the years, and Dylan, I want you to play this. I want you to find the audio of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, that song. They're coming for our children. And about a year, I think it was 2 years ago, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus sang this song. And it's a Broadway style song, and it's a ballad. And the whole point of the song is that they're coming for your children. And they make no apologies. They are pretty clear that this is what they want to have happen, is that they're coming into your schools, your communities, and they are grooming your children. That's what it's all about. And there's always a lot of blowback from the LGBT activist, and they say, well, you know, this is homophobia. Nobody's out there saying that we're coming to get your children. Well, I would contend that that is a flat-out lie. Several years ago, back when I was still at Fox News, there was a big, big controversy in Lafayette, Louisiana. You folks listening to us on KROF down in Cajun country, you remember this. They were wanting to have drag queens in the public libraries, and there was a lot of pushback from the community. And finally, they had a big council meeting about this, and one of the drag queens got up and testified before the committee or before the city council. And they said, yeah, we're grooming the next generation, so we're grooming your kids. That's what's going on. And then you've got this big choir, and they're singing this anthem.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct.
There you go.
We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem with that.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night.
To protest.
Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what?
You'll still be alright.
We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate.
We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
All right. I think you get the point. And Dylan, let's just put that up on the, we will be using that and going back to that song throughout this grooming Pride Month, because that's what's really going on. That's what Pride Month is all about. It's about grooming your children. I had no idea, by the way. Dylan, I know you're a member of Generation Z. I had no idea, according to the song, that Gen Z is gayer than Grindr.
News to me.
Who knew? Who knew? And look, let me say this, and I say this every year at this time. By and large, I would be willing to say that a majority of the LGB crowd, those transgender people are slap crazy.
But the LGB component, most of them just want to be left alone. They want to live their lives. They don't care about you. They just want to live their life how they see fit. And you know what? Under the United States Constitution, they have that right. We all have that right. But there are many out there in the gay community who are just as outraged over all of this grooming. As a matter of fact, there is a very popular group on social media called Gays Against Grooming. And they've been really at the forefront of exposing a lot of this. So all of that to say, over the weekend, in a place called Shelbyville, and we're trying to find out exactly where this is. There is a Shelbyville, Tennessee, but I don't know what state. But we do know that in the town of Shelbyville, one of these activists got up and actually said, "We're coming for your kids." Let's take a listen.
I won't change your little town. Your own Shelbyville. Your children will see us. Your children will love us. And your children will join us.
Wow. Folks, there it is. There it is. This is all about grooming your children. That's all Gay Pride Month is. So, and by the way, when you go to the, when you see the parades, by and large, you see these incredibly overweight women with the magenta hair, and they're dragging their poor little screaming kids because the kids know right from wrong. The kids know this is not right. The kids know there's something going on here. But their parents are forcing them. I mean, this is really a form of child abuse to take your kid to one of these parades and expose them to this debauchery. I'm just saying. It's not right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our servicemen, members. Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. A lot of folks are wanting to weigh in on Fauci, Gay Pride Month, and, of course, President Trump. Let's go to the phones. Donnie in Georgia, WDUN is our great affiliate there. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind?
The whole thing with Fauci is, the way I see it, is if they expect us to obey the law, then he shouldn't be above the law no matter what. And then with the whole Gay Pride Month thing, I understand that, yes, you know, we have to be okay with it or whatever they want us to be. I get that. You can't really state your mind anymore like we used to when I was growing up in America. And it just irritates me that they try to put it on the younger generation. And it just makes me sick to my stomach because these kids need positive role models in their life. And that's what's going to make America great again, like it used to be when I was a young kid. And then the whole thing with President Trump with these 34 counts of guilty, tell us what he's guilty of. They won't, because he's not guilty of anything in my eyes. They can't tell you what he's guilty of because they don't have anything on him. They're just trying to get him to hush.
And it just irritates me because my family has fought and died for this country. We are a military family and the Second Amendment rights. And it just irritates the crap out of me of where this country has gone.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, to your point, Donnie, I want to play some audio here. This is from ABC News. Dan Abrams is their chief legal analyst, Cut 22.
But on the second question of the jury instructions, yeah, there's some real appellate issues here that are serious questions about why didn't the defense even know what the charge was that they were going to be applying, what law that was going to be
applying. Which of these three underlying laws?
Exactly. And so there were a lot of questions for the defense going into this, I think, as they were making their closing arguments, not even knowing sort of what the law that they were going to be battling over was.
So to your point, Donnie, nobody there knows what the charge actually was. So look, this is going to get overturned on appeal. Even if it has to go all the way to the Supreme Court, Trump is going to come out okay. The question is what happens in July when the judge could very well throw Trump in jail. And, you know, we could have a situation where President Trump may have to ride out the campaign in a jail cell.
I don't think he'll go to the jail cell because the Secret Service won't let him. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, he couldn't even have a legit defense case because, like you said in the recording said, no one knew what the charges was. So his attorney could not defend him properly. And I'm hoping and praying that the appeal goes our way. And when I say our way, I mean as the American people that are supporting him. I'm hoping and praying. And what's the funny part is his sentencing is actually on my birthday, July the 11th.
Well, let's hope for a happy birthday for you and President Trump there. So, well,
yes.
Donnie?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you for that call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Linda in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on Dr. Fauci. Hi, Linda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First of all, in Psalms 26, it says that the Lord will vindicate us. And as American people, we need to pray for that vindication, that he would be found guilty, he would be justly punished by our government, and that as American people, we will once again know our freedom. And the other part of that is, as you recall, many of our doctors were threatened with having their licenses either suspended or completely taken away, and no one person should have that amount of power.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Linda. And there were so many doctors and nurses who not only lost their jobs, I mean, they were publicly shamed. And it wasn't just, and it didn't stop just in the medical community. There were so many around this nation that lost their jobs because they refused to get that jab. So to your point, yes, we do need justice. And honestly, every single person who lost their job should be compensated for what they had to go through. Linda, thank you for that call, and thank you for those great words. All right, I think we've got this audio. This just happened. Fauci is getting grilled right now. Let's take a listen.
To live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological and they get vaccinated.
Thank you. Are all objections to COVID vaccinations ideological Dr. Fauci?
No, they're not, and that's not what I was referring to.
Well, in reference to making it hard for people to get education, traveling, working, I'd say it very much was in context. And I take great offense to this. Miss Allison Williams testified before this committee about losing her job because she sought an exemption for ESPN's vaccine mandate, which came from recommendation from bureaucrats like yourself. She and her husband were actively working with a fertility expert, a physician, on how to get pregnant, and agreed with the premise that she was young, healthy, wanted to get pregnant, and shouldn't get the vaccination for medical purposes. But she was fired because you made it hard, just like you said in your statement, because you didn't want to make sure that the ideological got in the way of her working, of living her life, of making a medical decision with her healthcare professional. I think America should take great offense to this. That's exactly what you meant when you said making it hard for people to live without getting a vaccination. You affected people's ability to work, travel, be educated, to actually flourish in American society, to self-determine, as we're all given God-given rights. Shame on you. Dr. Fauci, you've become Dr. Fear. Americans do not hate science. I don't hate science. The American people hate having their freedoms taken from them. You inspired and created fear through mask mandates, school closures, vaccine mandates that have destroyed the American people's trust in our public health institutions. This fear you created will continue to have ripple effects over generations to come. You have already seen its effects in education, in the economy, and everything else. Quite frankly, you said, if you disagree with me, you disagree with science. Dr. Fauci, I disagree with you because I disagree with fear. And with that, I yield.
All right, that's Congressman McCormick out of Georgia grilling Dr. Fauci just moments ago. But do you understand and do you remember? I know a lot of Americans, they have the short-term memory loss, right? They don't remember. They don't remember what it was like where you couldn't go into a supermarket unless you had a mask on. That many of your companies, and there's a major talk radio conglomerate, and they ordered their staffers, their talkos, to get the jab, or else they would be fired. Many people lost their jobs over that. And it's because of Dr. Fauci. And the question is, should this man be held accountable? Should he go to jail? Is Dr. Fauci responsible for what led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of American citizens? Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. In the meantime, head over to the website. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, oh, you got to do that. And you have to get the book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick here. Memphis, Tennessee, Janie is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, Janie, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I always listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Fauci not only affected people that got fired, and it wasn't just the nurses and the doctors. It was our military. that he created that for. And the people that got shots that now have medical conditions. And dare we mention the third and fourth graders that are getting threatened to be held behind because they shut schools down.
Janie, you're not wrong. Everything you said is 1,000% accurate. And the question is, should this guy be held accountable for all of this?
I absolutely believe he should be held accountable for all of it. And I think he should get exactly what he wanted to give. Take his money away. Fine him. Make it hard for him to live and see how he likes it.
This man was the highest paid government worker in America, making even more money than the president of the United States. And I'm with you. I think take every single bit of it away. The guy needs to stand trial. He needs to be held accountable. And if you can't send him to jail for what he did to the military, he needs to go to jail for the millions of Americans who were forced to get that jab and lost their lives as a result of it. Somebody's got to pay the price for that.
You have to pay the medical bills for the people that now have heart conditions.
There you go.
I know several of them. But also, I mean, it just doesn't matter, Todd. Are they ever going to do anything? Are they ever going to do the right thing?
Janie, that is the $50,000 question, and we're trying to hold them accountable on this radio program. We really are. Janie, I've got to skedaddle. Great hearing from you, and thank you for listening to KWAM. We greatly appreciate that. There is a terrific piece on the Daily Caller, and the author does a deep dive into what's going on right now inside the Trump campaign. No doubt the campaign is on fire. They are just crushing it right now. Reagan Reese is the White House correspondent for Daily Caller, and she joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Reagan, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right. So you wrote this terrific piece, a deep dive. So what is it? You know, what happened inside that campaign? As you point out in the headline, they're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, we noticed this and wanted to dive into this because there's been a lot of commentary from pundits about how the Trump campaign has been stronger than ever. I think everybody agrees about that. It's the type of stuff you'd expect from GOP pundits or right-leaning outlets, but it's so good that we are seeing left-leaning pundits and like mainstream media that they're being forced to admit, yeah, that this campaign is very strong. Axios and Vanity Fair are two of those outlets that I cite in my article who are admitting that this campaign is conventional. It's buttoned up. It seems to be going very well for the Trump campaign. So we've talked to some insiders, both in and around the campaign about, you know, what is going on. And they all pointed to a couple of things, but most prominently, it's the relationship between the Trump campaign and the RNC and how that's evolved over the years. Trump is in a unique position, sorry. And he, you know, this is his third presidential campaign in 8 years. So he's had some time to get it correct.
Yeah. And to that point, I was really surprised here. And you acknowledge this in your piece that the comms team back in 2016, there were times when the RNC was not even speaking to the Trump campaign. I did not realize that was the case.
Yeah, and isn't that, you know, that's kind of alarming when you are thinking about a presidential campaign that you know, millions of Americans are supporting and hoping has it all together and is going to, you know, make it into the White House, to learn later on that, you know, the RNC and the Trump campaigns at one point weren't in the same room, were fighting over reporters, a source told me, you know, just weren't on the same page at all, and that there was tension between the 2016 Trump campaign and the RNC, which is, you know, one of the reasons why some of these sources told me that we probably saw the Trump campaign immediately, once it became clear that he was going to be the nominee, moved to put in his own leadership. So we have Laura Trump, his daughter-in-law, Michael Whatley, who was handpicked by Trump, who are the co-chairs. And then Chris LaCivita is the chief of staff of the RNC, and he's also the senior advisor of the Trump campaign. And so a spokesperson at the Trump campaign, who's also, you know, the spokesperson for the RNC, told me there's no daylight between the two parties. And I think that can be attributed to the tension we saw in years past.
And of course, all of that has changed now that you've got Whatley as well as his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, running the RNC. Are we starting to see the benefits of those positive relationships?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're seeing these left-wing outlets. You're seeing, you know, the DNC and other left-leaning pundits admit that the Trump campaign has it together. You know, never have we seen buttoned up and conventional be used to describe the Trump campaign. But if you really want, you know, solid examples, President Trump is leading President Biden in head-to-head matchups, both nationally and across key swing states. And then if we take a look at the fundraising, you know, the Biden campaign and the DNC, they've been very good at fundraising. They've had the upper hand, but we're starting to see that turn a bit. In April, the Trump campaign and the RNC raised $25 million more than the Biden campaign and the DNC. And then the verdict that Trump faced last week has brought in millions more. I believe it was $53 million around there in 24 hours. And so those are the results of what we're seeing from the 2024 campaign.
It's really a fascinating piece, folks, and I would encourage you to head over to the Daily Caller and read Reagan's incredible work here. Competent loyalist insiders detail why Trump's campaign is firing on all cylinders like never before. I'm intrigued by the phrase competent loyalist because, Reagan, I think one of the concerns, and even all of us diehard Trump supporters have seen in the past, is that there were some grifters, maybe some people that were not, you know, the best at their, you know, at their jobs, and it was hurting the campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it was, no one likes to see when drama and leaks are published in outlets that, you know, maybe are necessarily hostile towards the campaign. And that was something you saw with the previous campaigns in 2016. And, you know, even in 2020, there was some tension, sources told me, between the RNC and the Trump campaign that, you know, not everybody at the RNC was completely on board with President Trump, despite the fact that he was in the White House. And so that led to some issues. You're not really seeing that with this campaign. And sources told me one of the benefits, you know, why we got here is because maybe it was a benefit that he wasn't in the White House and he was kind of forced to start with a smaller campaign, figure out who was core to him and who was going to be a loyalist. We see loyalty being something key to President Trump and build from there. One source told me the 2020 operation was hundreds of thousands of people, and that can be hard to manage and keep track of and know who is always on board and who is a loyalist. And so with the 2024 campaign, they're forced to start small and kind of move from state to state throughout the Republican presidential primary and build from there and create a strong group.
All right, good stuff. Well, Reagan, we're going to leave it there. It is a great piece, and I know we'll be getting you back on to talk more White House stuff, but just good work there on that deep dive into the Trump campaign.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Reagan Reese, everybody. She's the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, and you're going to want to check out that piece. You can also follow Reagan on X. Reagan Reese _ is her X account. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going right to the phone lines. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I am drinking a delicious cup of coffee right now. A lot of people say, what kind of coffee do you drink? Well, I've been drinking First Cup Coffee, the First Cup Coffee Company. Delicious blends, and the best part about it, a First Cup Coffee is a Christian-owned, patriotic coffee company, and they stand for core values like family and building community across the nation, and they're supporting mission work around the globe. I love First Cup Coffee. You got to try it out, folks. It's pretty darn amazing. And here's the deal. You can get it either whole bean. You can get it ground. You can also buy the pods, which is what I've done. You can also buy in bulk. 11 roast flavors available. My favorite, the Washington, and also the Rushmore. All of their blends are named after important moments in the founding of America. So go check them out right now. FirstCup.com. That's FirstCup.com. Use the code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, you're going to save an additional 10% for the entire life of your subscription. That's FirstCup.com.
Get ready for a cinematic revolution. Experience the power of patriotism with The Relentless Patriot, hitting theaters nationwide with a special release on June 13th. Brought to you by Global Ascension Studios, Hollywood's first ever conservative movie studio. This gripping documentary follows the remarkable journey of Scott Lobato as he champions American values through his art. From stirring flag renditions to unwavering advocacy for our service members, Scott's story is one of passion and dedication. Don't miss your chance to be part of history as The Relentless Patriot makes its special release debut. Mark your calendars for a special release on June 13th and join us in celebrating American resilience and patriotism. Experience the impact of conservative storytelling with The Relentless Patriot, only in theaters. From Global Ascension Studios.
Oh, wow. MTG is dismantling Dr. Fauci right now up on Capitol Hill. And she specifically called him out on the killing of the dogs. Now, this is not Governor Kristi Noem. No, these are the beagles. These are the beagles that were killed. Hundreds of them were killed by Dr. Fauci in these insane trials. And MTG says, as a dog lover, she has a real big problem with these dogs being killed. And again, these are not the South Dakota dogs. These are the NIH dogs, the beagles. Fauci, and she, by the way, she calls for Dr. Fauci to go to prison. And when that happened, the entire room, the hearing room, broke into applause. There are a lot of people here whose lives were ruined by Dr. Fauci's. This guy is just like Nazi-level evil, folks. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Keith in North Carolina, what's on your mind?
Well, hello, Todd. I'm glad that I'm here in North Carolina where I'm close to the beach. But before I even get into this, I want to tell you that Miss Lydia is a very good replacement for Grace Baker.
Well, Grace Baker still works for us. So, she's the executive producer. All right. Well,
The reason that I called is that these government actors, such as Fauci, I'm a retired attorney, and I have sued the government several times. But the problem is that the person who causes the problem is never held personally responsible. You cannot go after their money. They have governmental immunity, sovereign immunity. And you sue them, and it doesn't matter. We're suing ourselves. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. But we need Congress to get in there and change the rules a little bit to say that if a governmental actor does something like Fauci has done, they can be held personally responsible. That's it.
I like that idea, Keith. And let's see how all of it plays out. Let's see if the Republicans up on Capitol Hill will actually do something with Dr. Fauci. Appreciate that call, and thank you for the kind words about our staff. Let's go to Rocco in Georgia. Hi, Rocco. What say you?
Afternoon, Todd. I think I have an answer to your question and the earlier caller's question. How did they reach 34 counts? Each time that Donald Trump wrote a check to Michael Cohen, that was a count. Because I was wondering, I've been on a jury myself, it took us over 9 hours to figure out two counts. That's why this jury took just over 8 hours to figure out 34 counts, because once you do the first one, the next 33 just fall in line. Because if he's guilty of the first one, check, he's guilty of the 34th check. That's how they came up with the number 34. He didn't stroke a check for $850,000 like Bill Clinton did to Paula Jones. Every time he paid Michael Cohen any fees, they considered that an account.
Well, it's
and it will, simple it is.
And it will all be overturned. The only reason they did this is to get the words convicted felon into the national lexicon. And it will be overturned. But I'm telling you right now, every politician in America ought to be shaking in their boots, because if they can do that to Donald Trump, you better believe. And as Megyn Kelly pointed out, it is not illegal to pay somebody hush money. That it is not a crime to do that. So, and we're not talking about morality right now. We're talking about the law. And the law says that Trump is allowed to do that. Rocco, appreciate that call. I want to get this audio in. This is a pro-Trump drag queen. And the pro-Trump drag queen went out there and was asking all of these pro-Palestinian queer people why they're supporting a country where they could be executed. Cut 24.
And so I did a study abroad in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine.
Would you say you're pro-Palestine or pro-Israel?
Pro-Palestine.
As a gay man, I would be punished and or put in prison or killed if I were openly gay in Palestine. How do you react to that?
I didn't know that. So
it is illegal to be gay in Palestine. You are punished by prison or death.
Israel?
No, Israel has gay pride. Okay. Israel is completely open to lesbian and gay people. So Palestine puts them in prison or kills them. You weren't aware of that?
I was not aware of that, no. So that does pose an interesting aspect.
Have you seen the Queers for Palestine movement? It's a very common movement, but I don't see any Muslims for Queer movements.
Yes. That's where it gets gray, right? Like, that's where I feel like...
Well, for me, it's not gray. I am fearful of Islam because there is no Islamic country on earth that embraces me as a gay man.
So, okay. So maybe I'm confused, because Israel, which is still an Islam country, right?
No. Jewish.
Okay.
So Israel's Jewish, Palestinians are Islamic.
Okay.
Wow. And she's a moron. I mean, that's, again, these people out there marching in support of the Palestinians have no idea. These people are clueless about what really happens and what's really happening in Gaza right now. So anyway, I salute this pro-Trump drag queen for actually setting the record straight and saying, hey, look, here's what's going on in the Middle East. That you can't make this stuff up. All right, coming up tonight, folks, 5 o'clock Eastern, you're going to want to watch The Todd Stern Show. We have a jam-packed agenda, including live reports from Mar-a-Lago. Also, some great interviews coming your way as well. You can watch that on the Newsmax live feed on YouTube and Facebook Live. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. It's been a great one. Be good, America.